Welcome to Branding You Real Estate. This is your host, Corinne King, and thank you so much for tuning in, joining today's podcast, and being a part of the Branding You Real Estate community. So, today's podcast, we are touching on the mid-year review, or we can call it the mid-year audit. I've done one of these podcasts before, more for the quarterly audit. It's very, very similar, but we may go into a little bit more depth because it's the mid-year. There's a lot more to review before moving forward. So keep on listening, grab a pen and paper because we have some work to do. So as we head into this mid-year review, put the pen down, put the paper down. If you're driving, keep driving. Don't close your eyes. But if you have a place where you can actually get a little comfortable, get away from the craziness, I would say put your phone down. Maybe just don't scroll through Instagram or Facebook or your email right now. Literally quiet your mind and just play back the last 6 months. However you best visualize something, whether listing out your accomplishments or visualizing the picture of what took place, putting yourself back in those moments, whether it be life or business, I want you to see it all. Go back to January 1st. Remember how you felt on January 1st going into the year. I want you to really tug on those feelings, how excited you were or stressed, because I know for us in January, it was a little crazy. However you felt going into the year, you probably were like really excited to take on this new year. Whether you're new to this business or you're rebranding or you're just pushing forward and trying new things. Now I want you to start visualizing just the events as they played out starting in January and then February, then March and April, May, and then all the way through June. Go through all the events, those big life events, those joyful events, those stressful times. I want you to take it all in. That one big sale, seeing that money hit your bank account. Take it all in. Sit in that moment. If you need more time, pause me and just let all of those moments roll in. We're going to head into a series of questions, and either you can write them down, which I find to be very powerful, or you can just kind of say them out loud wherever you are, or just answer them in your head. But doing something is better than nothing. So now that you are in the right headspace, it's time to move on to the next step. And there are a series of questions I have here that we're going to get to the analytical part in a second, but first, we're going to get a little bit deeper into our feelings. We're going to get a little bit deeper into understanding how our business supports our life and also how our business can take away from our life and understanding the whole picture. So if you do have a pen and paper, I would love for you to bust that out and start answering some of these questions, or if you just want to answer them in your head, that's fine as well. But by the end of this podcast, my goal is for you to take action on your everything that you review and everything that we're reflecting on now. So you might want to write it down so you have something to come back to. All right, so we're going to start here. What are the three actions you took the first half of 2021 that had the biggest positive impact on your real estate business and life? Remember, they work together. We really promote that here, is that your business should support a life you love. So really focus on, again, the three, just pick three, no more, no less, the three biggest actions and just write them down and write as little or as much as you want to. Understanding the why they had the big impact and kind of what the action was, how it impacted your life, and why you think it impacted your life that way. I just threw that one in there. I like going a little bit deeper if you want to. And what did you love working on in the last 6 months? This is so important to note because if you're looking at the long game of this real estate career, you've got to make sure that you love doing it. If you're doing things that you hate, you're not going to last very long in this business, I promise you. Okay, so here is kind of like a 3 or 4 part series question that I have. How did your success this year give you joy and support a life that you love? So how did this success support a life that you love, and where did it bring you joy? I read all that backwards, but I hope you got that. And then here on the other side of the coin, how did your success take away from joy? Take away from living this wonderful grand life? Here's a cleaner question I have here. And what joy moments did you sacrifice for success? So really, as much as I want you to recognize how this business is supporting a life that you love, because not always is this business fun. It is stressful. It is. But there's also so many wonderful sides of it. And it's good to come back to this question when things get tough and remember how this real estate business of yours is supporting a life that you love. But also, like I said, on the other side of the coin, you need to understand, how is this business actually taking away from your life? And what are you sacrificing? Because by understanding this, you can pivot your business, you can put in processes, you can outsource things, you can hire people, you can eliminate things and activities of what you're doing, or just stop working with people who you don't like to work with. and add that to your business plan so you can actually enjoy it. So you can actually go live a life outside of real estate as well, because that's important for your sanity, I promise. And then last question for you. What was difficult for you these last 6 months? What was difficult for you? And how did you handle it? If you have been listening to Branding Your Real Estate, you know I love a little bit of woo. So we started with some meditation, with reflection, with going through a series of questions that really make you question life and question business. It's important to question the actions that you're taking and making sure that it aligns with who you are and what you want in life. And to do it often, not just one time, not just when you set your goals on January 1st, or not when you just check in once or twice a year. You should do this all the time to make sure you are aligned with who you are and what you want. And I promise you will be much happier and you'll be way more successful. All right. So like I said, we started with the woo side. Now we are getting into the tactical, strategic side of actually making actionable moves. So what we're talking about here, next step, is what to review during your mid-year audit. And we are starting with numbers. We're getting like straight to that analytical side. We already did the woo. Let's get analytical. The numbers. I want you at some point, you might be driving now, because we're always driving, right? Always. We like live in our car. But I want you to pull the numbers, your numbers specifically. So what was your volume in sales? If you are new to real estate, volume in sales is not how much you made. It's how much you sold in real estate. So how much volume in sales? How many units total did you sell? What is the median sales price of everything you sold? I really like to measure this one, and a lot of people just, they look at their total commission. But I always strive for with my team not to have a low median sales price, or sold price, I should say. And I always compare us with the top five to look to see what everyone's median sales price is. And I don't feel so bad if there's a team beating us when I see that they've done 20, 30, 40 more transactions, because that means that they spent more money and more time than I did. And I bet if we calculated their gross, we actually made more. And if somehow I could calculate time in. So I find that really important, is for you to understand either the median or the average closing price of what you have. And you can always add this into your goals for the years to come to increase that, to increase what your average sales price is. And then also your total commission. Hey, and while we're in numbers, try and pull what you spent. And I promise you, maybe just I have something that calculates everything on my credit card, and it already puts it into categories, but I do need to check in at least a couple times a year before tax time. I promise you, if you do this now, your future self is going to thank you for having your taxes halfway in order for the year. All right, next thing to measure, engagement. Yes, engagement. So this is more along the lines of branding. So not always branding. Is there a linear line of one action to a result? Branding is more something built over time. And understanding our engagement lets us know what's working and what's not working. So things to pull. Your social media. Go through your social media. See what your engagement is. See how much you've grown in likes. See how much you've grown in just literally engagement. And with all of that, all of those stats and analytics are there for you all the time. And I like to check into those because if I see a post, like blew it out of the water, I'm like, I'm going to do more of those. And I just did that the other week. I noticed I did a carousel and it was the most engagement I've ever received. So I decided, hey, I'm going to work that into my social media content at least once a week and be a bit more intentional. Because if I was able to get 10 times as much engagement on this one post rather than posting every day without intention, I need to do more of that. So anyways, yes, social media, just giving you an example. Your website SEO. So see what type of traffic you're getting and see where the traffic is coming from. And we can talk about how this goes into action later, how you can actually use this data that we're pulling right here and put it to action for the next 6 months of 2021, or whenever you're listening to this. You might be listening to this in 2022 or maybe 2023. I don't know. But moving forward, you can learn from your own data and your CRM list. So these are just examples. If you have some other type of engagement you want to add on here, please do. These are just examples to get your mind working. So CRM list, that email drip campaign, how much did it grow? And then you can go through and see what are the open rates and what are the click rates? So did you have a link in there and did they click out of it? So it's important to see that and then learn from it. So make notes because this is the human activity and we're learning how humans interact with our emails so we can better craft these emails for a better open rate or a better readership or click-through rate. So for example, see, I'm going to give you more examples. I was working on some newsletters for Branding You Real Estate, and I'm just new to doing newsletters for Branding You Real Estate because I've been very busy in real estate this year. And I started sending out emails that were short and sweet because I thought this is how everyone's brain worked. Short and sweet because I was getting emails from others that were way too long. And so I got through like the first few sentences and then I saw how many words were on in this email and I just stopped reading. So for me, I was like, let me craft this email, less words, and then have links that click out. I noticed my click-through rate or my click rate was so insanely low. So this past week, I tried something different. I actually, instead of creating a blog and linking to that or a video or linking to my Instagram or linking to a podcast, I decided, hey, I'm going to write an email blog style a little bit, still keep it short and sweet, break it up into chunks and make it bullet point. And it's actually about this podcast, about what we're talking about right now, the mid-year review. And so I broke it out and made it very clear and I got the most responses on that and a really good open rate. So if you have a good open rate, that means that you're doing something right with that subject line. If you have a low open rate, evaluate it. Look at those subject lines and see how you can pivot. Moving on, the market. Yes, okay. So you already evaluated your own numbers and how you have performed so far. But the market overall, I mean, I think you should understand this market more than just checking in once a year, but dive a little bit deeper into it. Understand right now where the total sales are. And then break it out into segments, especially the segments that you specifically focus on. So for our team, luxury, that is our specialty. So we always make sure in our newsletters and our videos and market updates, we can do an overview, but we do a little extra special, talking points about the luxury market. And if this is your specialty and if this is what you're known for, you better know everything about that part of the market. List to sales ratio. I'm just going down my list of examples here. The median or average sales price, that's really important too, and compare it to previous years so you can see how the market has trended over the years. And here's an important one that I think everyone forgets. They only look at their little tiny real estate bubble and their local area, but you are more than just a real estate agent. You're more than just a salesman. You're a CEO. You are a business owner. Remember that. So you have to think bigger. And what I have here for the last one is the market, local and national economy. What is going on? Let's start national. What's going on with the national economy? And how can that impact the real estate market as a whole? NAR is really good at putting out news. Make sure you go to your login for NAR and read through their news and get on their email list. And then also your local economy. What right now has driven your local economy? Like, what is the driving force behind sellers listing their home and buyers purchasing? Like, what is driving them to spend this money, and where is their money coming from? That's important too. How are they getting this money to actually buy a home? And then also think about the future. You need to start reading news now to see what might happen in your local area, whether national or local, and how your economy is going to be impacted. Understanding this, I promise you, you are going to win that next listing. All right, of course, marketing and branding, we have to look back. That's what we do here, right, at Branding Real Estate. And that's probably why you're here, because you want to learn more about marketing. So your marketing strategy. What have you done the past 6 months? Write it all down. I want you to write down two areas. One area is your ongoing marketing. Like, what do you do every day, every week? What are you doing consistently? And then also those bigger marketing campaigns, those one-offs, or maybe you do it twice a year. Those marketing campaigns that you've done, or maybe you've invested money in a marketing partnership. I really want you to go through all of those and understand what's working and what's not working. You know, something as simple as social media. You might post every day, but you aren't getting the engagement that you like. So, like I said before, you go through your social media, you check your engagement, and you see which posts are working and which posts are not working. And do more of the ones that are working and do less of the ones that aren't working. Because if you're just doing the ones that aren't working and mixing those in and not being intentional, you're literally just wasting your time. I really want you to figure out what the time it takes to do something. And to the best of your ability, you're not going to get the exact number, but just try and get a guesstimate of how much energy and time something takes. And if you're actually getting a good return from that. And, you know, return on investment is a little bit easier, but if you've invested money in something, whether it be marketing software or a marketing partnership like Zillow, Gross. Yeah, you heard that, Gross. We still do Zillow because we get really great leads from it. But I wish we could all just get rid of Zillow, but I know it's hard because they do bring in the leads. So yes, what is your return on investment for anything you've spent money on? You need to look into that. And again, if you aren't making the money and you spent more than what you made, just get rid of it, because it's not just taking your money, it's taking your time. All right, I want you to go back to January 1st when you set those goals. Yes, we're going to review the goals that you set for yourself. I am going to do a little plug here, because if you didn't set goals for yourself, you need to. You need to set intentional goals, goals that support a life you love. I feel like so often people are so narrow-minded when it comes to setting goals. They do what someone tells them to do. You need to make more money than you did last year. Not true. I'm going to debunk that right now. Not true. No, you don't. No, you don't. There's way more to that. Way more. Your goals are about creating a life that you love and achieving your version of success. So my plug that I forgot to get to is I will be doing a marketing academy for realtors starting in October of this year, 2021. We will be setting very intentional goals. There's just a lot to it, but yes, setting intentional goals and creating your entire marketing plan for all of 2022. So you have the confidence and you have a plan so you can actually achieve those goals that you set for yourself. All right, back to the lesson for today and why you came here. So your 2021 goals, what were these goals? Have you achieved them yet? If not, how far do you have to go? Or how do you need to change your life so you're achieving this vision that you set for yourself, this life that you've created? However you set your goals, where are you? Where are you now? And how much do you need to do to get to that goal that you made for yourself? Oh, and the last one. I want you to look at you. I want you to rate your stress level. Maybe not at this moment, but I want you to look at all of 2021 so far and rate, we'll say, your average stress level for this entire year. I think we've all been insane this year everywhere, so I'm assuming everyone's stress levels are pretty high. And then your joy level as well. Like, how much joy have you had this year? Mine's really low, really, really low. And that, for me, looking at my very high stress level and looking at my very low joy level, I know that I need to stop and pivot the way that I'm running my business, which is running my life. So I need to take a step back and reevaluate and put in processes or do whatever I need to do, change my habits, put up boundaries, so my joy and stress level can kind of even out. More than that, shouldn't my joy be higher than my stress and my stress going down? So yeah, that's something I need to work on. So measure your joy level and your stress level. We mentioned this before in the little questionnaire that I did, but I want you to come back to it. How has this business supported a life that you love? And what have you sacrificed in this life to achieve, quote unquote, success? That's a whole other subject, because you may be living and pursuing someone else's version of success. I'm just going to do that little plug there, because that's not what this podcast is about. But you might be sacrificing so many wonderful parts of your life because you're trying to achieve something that's not even your version of success. So you're never going to achieve that. And that'll be a whole other subject. So get ready for that one. All right. And then what do you regret from this past year? What do you regret? Do you regret working more, less? Do you regret having the time and energy to spend with family? Do you regret missing your friend's wedding because you had to fly there and take a couple days off, and instead you went and showed property to a buyer that was just a tire kicker? What do you regret? And here's a big one. Are you actually enjoying this journey? Or are you waiting to get to the destination? If it's the second part, you really need to take a step back. So the final step of your mid-year review is possibly the most powerful. It's all about taking intentional action. In order to take that action, though, it's so important that you reflected and that you reviewed the last 6 months. So even if you stop right there, you did the reflection, you did the review of your numbers, of your marketing, of the market, of you, everything that I talked about in the previous part of this podcast, you still are going to be a different person. Your business and your life are still going to change, because by doing that work, you are shifting your mindset. You might not notice it now, but you're going to catch yourself going forward and realize that because you became conscious of what's around you. And because you're now conscious of what's working and what's not, that you might stop yourself and make more intentional decisions going forward. So even if you want to stop right here, I'm sure you will get a big benefit. And there's a lot of results from just taking the time to reflect. But if you really want to make some powerful changes in your business, you need to take intentional action. So just taking action, yes, that's great. But now that you have all of this knowledge, so now that you've pulled the statistics and the analytics and, you know, really reflected on what you want in life, you can take that intentional action and put together an action plan going forward. So definitely pull up all of your answers to all of those questions that I asked you before. And now we're really going to look towards the future and then take intentional action. And I'll give you some examples of how you can take intentional action. So first, go ahead and break out the next 6 months. So we just looked back. Let's look forward. The next 6 months. And identify what type of season are you heading into? Are you heading into a busy season, a slow season, a season where you need to really start attracting listers, or a season where it's time to really tap in and attract buyers? So figure out what type of season that you're going into and use that going forward with your plan. If you worked on your marketing plan for this entire year already, if you did that at the beginning of January or at the end of last year, you should already have this information broken out. This part is really important and a part of the framework for the Mindful Marketing Academy over here at Branding You Real Estate, which makes it just really easy and clear on what you need to focus on when it comes to attraction marketing. All right, so next, get clear on what's driving your local real estate economy. So yes, we asked this question before. What is driving your economy? And I want you, yes, I want you to actually put in some projections of what the future of your real estate market and what the local economy looks like and what's going to drive that. By understanding this, you can take the proper actions going forward. So we already looked back, what's been driving your economy, but what's happening in the future? What's happening in the future in your local area and nationally that will drive buyers to buy or drive listers to list or drive the price up or drive the price down? Or maybe there's a new neighborhood that's coming in that's going to be really great for your area. How can you tap into that? Because you can start taking action towards that and tapping into whatever's happening in your area. All right, where do you need to purge? I know we talked about this before, like get rid of things that aren't working. If you've done it for a long time and it's not working, get rid of it. If you don't enjoy doing it, just get rid of it. Like that's one of the first actions you should do. Just in your mind, cross it off of your to-do list and say, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop wasting my time doing whatever it is that's not working, that's not driving my sales, that's wasting my time, that's sucking my energy, that is not bringing me joy. Eliminate it. And then if maybe there's an area where you enjoy marketing or enjoy branding, but it's not really converting like you hoped, why don't you pivot? And, you know, sometimes it is taking a reflection. So, for example, Instagram, I have so much fun with it. And I wasn't really getting any returns for a long time. So I had to really take the time to sit down and look at what I was doing and evaluate my statistics like you did earlier, right? Or like you're going to do before you take that action, so you can decide how you're going to pivot. Once I reviewed my analytics, once I reviewed my statistics and started testing out different types of posts and my strategy and pivoting my strategy, holy moly, did those leads start rolling in. What habits, processes, routines, systems can you put in place now so you can create a business that supports a life you love? So, what were the habits that were holding you back? And what habit can you put in place right now, which will start changing how you show up in business and life tomorrow? Change it right now. Like, make the decision, write it on your calendar. Are you going to get up and work out? Go write it on your calendar. Reach out to a friend and have an accountability partner. Are you going to start eating good? Go get rid of all of the chips and all of the crap in your house and go to the store and pick up clean food. Are you going to theme out your days? Go ahead and make a plan, theme out those days and put it in your calendar and block off that time. So those are just some ideas. So that was a little bit of looking forward. What can you do now? Start making notes. Yes, start taking action. And then next, here are three ways that I came up with how I can intentionally take action to really propel my business. Like there's a little bit of action and then there's like really getting intentional with that action. And I chose three, and choose whatever three work for you. Try not to choose too many. Like these are the bigger umbrella actions. And I chose just three because if I try and do it all, it's not going to be nearly as powerful or nearly as effective to the results of my business. So, like I said before, decide where you will pivot in your business and determine what you will purge and make that decision now and write out a plan now. Like before I talked about how I needed to pivot, how are we marketed on Instagram? So our marketing strategy on Instagram was not working. I was literally wasting time, but I enjoyed it. So I decided to pivot how I was showing up and it made a huge difference. My second intentional action that I'm going to take this year, back to the threes, is picking three needle-moving projects or ideas to execute over the next half of this year. So these are like the big, like, there's branding, and then there's like needle-moving marketing. So branding is just that continuous marketing that builds brand awareness. So that's posting every day, sending a newsletter. So I'm just going to pick three really big marketing campaigns. So when I think of something that's needle moving, and sorry I'm rambling here, I'm trying to explain like a needle moving project or idea is pretty much you execute whatever that project is and you have a linear line to the result. So it's very, very clear on what your goal is for that one project. So for example, say we want to grow our email list. All right, what is my big project to do that? Is my project going to be creating landing pages and attracting those emails? Is it going to be creating a local marketing partnership and collecting emails maybe through a local event? What is that big campaign or idea going to be? So I have a linear line to the result. All right, and last one. I want you, this one you should definitely do. Double down on the marketing activities that had the highest return from the past 6 months. So first, before this, you eliminated the things that weren't working. So now you have some more time and energy to put towards the things that are working and to actually double your efforts there. And if you double your efforts there, guess what? You'll probably double the amount of leads you're getting. And when you double the amount of leads you're getting, you're probably going to start seeing your an increase in your commission and your income and that bottom line in your bank account. So double down on what's working and stop trying to do everything. All right, well, that is it for your mid-year review. We are done. Just a quick recap. We reflected. We got a little woo at the beginning. We reviewed and got a little bit more analytical. And then we actually took what we learned about our past and we're going to put it into action because that's where you're going to move the needle in your real estate business. As always, thank you so much for trusting me with your time and tuning in and sticking around for the entire podcast. And I hope that you come back to this and make your own notes and take intentional action to improve your real estate business. And most importantly, your life. Most importantly, it's about improving your life, whether that means more money, more time, working more efficiently, working with more joy, whatever that is. And this is a great place to start. If you would like to follow me, if you are an Instagrammer, that is really where I am focusing my time and energy. And I pretty much put up almost, I call them like mini Insta blogs, which I hear maybe aren't the best things to do. But I really try and fill every post with something that you can use. So you can find me at brandingyou_realestate on Instagram. You can shoot me a private message there and also click on my bio. There's a couple links there. You can check out my website. You can sign up for some free training and also shoot me a private message anytime. Like what I love to do, I love brainstorming. So if you need to bounce ideas off someone or just have a question, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. All right, happy branding.